Seated at a table in the chow hall, Den Dur was a happy diner. It didn't really have anything to do with what he was about to eat. He was savoring the taste of imminent cold revenge, for soon, very soon now, he would slam the hatch on Philba, that no-creche outling hut. He had just collected another rock for the hut's cairn from an unhappy corporal, and soon he was going to bury Philba like a battle dog does an old bone. The thought made him smile. You do not mess with the press. No way, no how. Especially if you are as crooked as a ranker's back teeth. Most everybody had something to hide, something they wouldn't want to see splashed on the evening holonets. But if you were a thief, it would be something worse, a lot worse, and he'd found it. Philba was going to be flensed and hung out in the hot sunshine to dry, and good riddance. Den chuckled to himself and reapplied his cutlery to the food before him with gusto. Vengeance was the perfect spice for dinner. He looked up and saw Zand Yant leave the serving line, carrying a tray. Den caught the Zabrak's attention and waved him over.
Hey, is that fleek eel?
He said when he saw the other's plate.
I didn't see it on the menu.
No, it's a wriggler, a local species of giant worm, seared in red fruit juice and sprinkled with fried fire gnats.
Sounds tasty.
Well, it's not the Monorai on Coruscant, the surgeon said, but it sure beats field rations. Dur regarded Zand Yant quizzically.
You've eaten at the Monorai?
I wasn't born on this mud ball, friend Dur. One of my instructors was a professor at CU School of Music. I went to visit him from time to time.
Still, a spendy place for a student.
My family is comfortably well off, Yant said, slicing off a big chunk of worm and popping it into his mouth.
Ah, that Charbodian cook really knows its stuff.
Want a bite? Thanks, no, I'm happy with mine.
Den regarded the surgeon with curiosity. A rich medic and an expert musician. Not the sort of person one expected to run into in the galactic hinterlands. Why hadn't he or his family been able to have Yant exempted from the military? Wealth and power had its privileges, everybody knew that. Could it be that Yant had volunteered? If so, Den's respect for him would have to be ratcheted up a notch. Before he could pursue the subject, Yant asked,
And how goes the crusade to keep the public informed?
Good,
Den smiled.
And about to get better.
Ah, a hot story?
Yes, indeed. I can't talk about it yet. Don't want to let the creel out of the cage, you understand. But I'm pleased with it. I expect it will shake things up quite a bit in certain quarters.
That's good, I suppose.
Yant took another big mouthful of worm, chewed, swallowed, and smiled.
Not bad at all.
He paused a bit and said,
A question, if you don't mind.
I'm all ears.
I and the other medics here are conscripts. Left up to us, we'd be a dozen parsecs in any direction away from Drongar. But you're a non-com. You don't have to be out here. You could be reporting off a civilized planet, up to your dew flaps in relative comfort and safety. So why are you here? What calls you to this work?
Den hadn't expected that one. Nobody had asked that particular question in years. Abruptly, without meaning to, Den found himself telling the truth.
Wars make for big stories, Doc. It's all about the important issues. Life, death, honor, love. It's the raw feed, the mother lode, the crucible. You watch people deep in this kind of fire, trying to get out, trying to get each other out. And you see what they're really made of. Listen, you interview a local politician after a public meeting, and he spins worm webs like an educated spinworm, all glossy and shiny, but without any real substance. Sure, he's working to keep his job. He might even be working for the public good and all. Stranger things have happened. But he's not under any real pressure. So he's got time to sort out his lies and make them nice and neat. But you catch a commander whose unit has been shot to bloody pieces with no hope of rescue and enemy fire still incoming? He is going to tell it like he sees it and forget the consequences. War is ugly, my friend. ugly and painful and cruel, but it strips away the cover. It flenses out truth. And that is what it's all about.
Zan nodded, thoughtfully chewing another bite of his dinner. But you see so much death. Not to mention, you can get killed yourself. Den shrugged.
You see an epidemic of Rojo fever, you see plenty of bodies. And you can get run over by some wethead kid bringing his land speeder to the city for the first time. When your name is called, you go. Doesn't matter where you're standing, does it?
Zan chuckled. No. No matter where you are, you're always at the head of the line.
At least once a month, Admiral Blade did a tour of the Rimsus. It was a cursory inspection, to wave the flag and pretend he cared about the troops and medics toiling on this tropical mudball he had come to so thoroughly detest. When the next Black Sun agent appeared, it was not Blade's intent that there be anything unusual in his own routine. The inspection tour was scheduled and, without compelling reason to call it off, would proceed as normal, business as usual. It was largely a waste of everybody's time. They knew when he was coming, had had plenty of time to polish and prepare. He would not see anything amiss unless it happened by accident and right in front of him. He couldn't even take time off to go hunting. But then, there was nothing worthy of his skill in this sodden world. Blade always used his personal lighter for the flight to the surface. This jaunt was a piece of dream cake. As he lanced through the atmosphere toward the surface, he was pondering his other problem. Credits, and how best to amass as many as possible as quickly as possible without risk of detection.
Please identify yourself,
came the request from the main Republic ground battery control. Admiral Blade here, he responded. On inspection tour from MedStar 19.
All fine, sir. Proceed the designated landing quadrant and welcome, Admiral.
Blade shut off the comm without responding. The ship's hull began to warm as it arrowed its way into the atmosphere. The sensors noted this and adjusted the environmental control systems. He was only a few minutes away from the ground medical HQ, traditionally called Rimsu 1.
This is landing control. We are assuming command of your vessel in 30 seconds, sir.
Blade nodded to himself. Acknowledged landing control. He would prefer to bring the lighter in himself on manual, but this was not standard procedure, and Tarnese Blade would not risk his future on pure ego-driven matters of such small consequence. Let them land the ship. He had bigger game to slay.